This is CBSNewYork.com. With Weather to Go, I'm meteorologist Craig Allen. Clouds are thickening up, areas of low pressure are starting to circle the tri-state region, and they are going to combine in some form or fashion late tonight into tomorrow and tomorrow night before moving offshore. But there will not be a direct hit from any of these storms, and therein lies the problem with the forecast. The energy coming down from the northwest and from the Great Lakes is going to try to meet up with all the moisture that's coming up from the southeast states and also offshore with a pretty intense storm system that's a couple hundred miles off the Virginia, North Carolina coast. Now, it's going to try to reach out, and each system will try to put a little bit of either moisture or energy into the other. Sounds complicated, but obviously it is. If the handoff isn't just perfect, you don't get too much precipitation around here. If it is, well, then we will get a band of moderate to heavy snow tomorrow afternoon into tomorrow evening, and we are still counting on that for parts of the tri-state region. What we're expecting right now is a winter weather advisory for most of the area. That means anywhere from 2, 3, 4 inches of snow. However, there could be up to 5, 6, 7 inches of snow to the north of the city, northern New Jersey into the Hudson Valley, northeast into Connecticut, and the eastern portions of Long Island. That would be the best place or the most likely place for some heavier amounts of snow. All of this will be moving out tomorrow night with lows in the 20s, and then Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, it just looks to be windy and cold. Once again for tonight, a chance of flurries, especially late at night, and then the snow for tomorrow. I'm Craig Allen in the WCBS Weather Center.